This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast that investigates the Kansas legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourself, please.
Jim Denning, Kansas State Senate, District 8, which is Overland Park.
Great to have you here. Let's hear the open. This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go.
And joining Jim and me today in the KCUR 89.3 production studio is Tom Bell, president of the Kansas Hospital Association. Tom, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And my friend and colleague, Jim McLean, who runs the KHI News Service in Topeka, also a Heartland Health Monitor reporting partner with us here at KCUR. Jimmy, thanks for being here.
You bet, Sam.
I want to start with, we want to kind of focus in on Medicaid expansion. And Jim, I want to start with you.
Okay.
Just give me a quick overview of what it is, a little bit about where the debate has been in Kansas and where it is right now.
The Affordable Care Act authorized an expansion of Medicaid mostly for adults, low-income adults who currently in most states aren't covered by Medicaid. A lot of people don't understand that. The law obligated the federal government to pay 100% of expansion costs for the first 3 years. It then ratchets down over time and then reaches a floor of 90% after that. And, you know, the country is split. 30-some states have expanded their Medicaid programs. The others have not. Kansas is one of those that has not. Missouri also has not expanded the Medicaid program.
All right. Let's go back around the table here, and I want to go with Tom Bell and think and ask you for your thought or your question for Senator Denning here.
I'd ask the senator, where does he see the issue right now? How does he see the issue potentially moving forward?
The Medicaid expansion debate, I don't look for it to get any legs this year for several reasons. One, from the political standpoint, a lot of folks in my caucus think it's an expansion of welfare. And the federal government controls the rules on the expansion. So right now, obviously, they don't allow any co-pays. It's free. So everybody that is 138% or below of the poverty level, they're getting signed up through the navigator. So that's a no-brainer that the uninsured rate's falling.
Yeah, I mean, navigators are those folks who help people sign up for Obamacare.
Get onto the exchange, right, and sign folks up for both commercial and Medicaid.
Jim, I saw you lean forward, but just before you do, let me just follow up one quick thing. You said there were members in your caucus who consider this an expansion of welfare. Do you think that?
Well, certainly, yes. It certainly is. You know, I think 50% of the expanded population are single adults with no children that are able to work but don't. So that's the segment that we're looking at expanding. And I think when you start going down that path of giving free insurance, it is certainly an expansion of welfare. Now, there's a segment of the population that I'm sure does work. And, you know the exchanges, I think if you work 35 hours a week at a minimum wage job, that you can qualify for a silver plan on the exchange and have health care with very little out of pocket. So it's not like there aren't options. And I think I don't think the federal government allows any work related training to keep your Medicaid qualification. So lots of issues from the Republican side of the aisle that lots of headwinds.
But because Senator Denning's right, I mean, I think he's identified some of the issues here. Now, 138% of poverty, which is what Senator Denning alluded to, under Medicaid expansion, people who earn up to that much would then be eligible for Medicaid. And that's $16,000 for an individual and $32,000, roughly $33,000 for a family of four. That would be the eligibility threshold if we expanded. One more point, just again to create some context here. Because Senator Denning talked a lot about the exchanges and Obamacare and versus Medicaid expansion, and he's right. If you earn 100% of poverty or more, you are eligible for subsidies, tax credits to help you buy private coverage. The problem is there are about 70,000 people in Kansas who are in what we call a gap, who don't make 100% of poverty. They make somewhere between that 33 and 100. So they don't have options under Obamacare other than Medicaid expansion. And he's right. I think one of the big issues is these are, generally speaking, single adults who are quote-unquote able-bodied, who could work. And I think that's one of the big issues is whether or not the state owes coverage to people who, in the eyes of some, you know, aren't pulling their own weight. I think that's one of the issues.
Yeah, Tom, I do, and I want to give you a chance to respond here, but I do want to hear what you have to say about what you and your members think about, because there must be some people, able-bodied adults who are not working, that would be covered. And is your position that, well, you know what, we owe everybody coverage because it's a community good?
Well, everybody has coverage right now. If you show up at the hospital emergency room, you get taken care of.
That's not the best way to go. So
exactly.
That's, so
I think
I'm
from
going
our
back
pers-
to
yeah.
And hospitals also that don't get compensated
right.
for that.
And I think from our perspective, if we're going to have a situation where we're going to make sure everybody gets covered, let's put it in a little bit more organized system like CanCare is. We think there is evidence from other states who are coming online one after another. As Jim said, there's over 30 states now. And in general, what we see is those states saying this has actually been helpful to our budgets because we've been able to take some programs that have been funded only by state funds and put them into this new federal program. The red states that have looked at Medicaid expansion have tended to move toward things that include maybe some cost sharing,
right.
Maybe some incentives for healthy behaviors. A real interest in a work requirement, which the feds have been reluctant to approve and have said, no, we won't.
I'm hoping that when we do have the discussion, it'll be big items. You know, like the Arkansas plan got so much play early on. It didn't take much analysis to know that that thing was going to crash and burn. To get me engaged in a real discussion, I'd want, you know, Medicaid's made up of the doctor hospital component, and then it's made up of the waiver component, which has our DD population, our developmentally disabled population in it, and many other segments like that. And then it has a nursing home population. So it has like three big silos. And how the federal government set it up is they're the managing partner of every silo. So they pay 60% of the cost. Kansas pays 40%. And it varies, but we're the minority partner, so we're always on the short end of the stick. And what I would like to see is if the total nut of the Medicaid program, including state and federal funds, is $3 billion, I'd want Kansas to say, we'll take the DD population and we'll take the nursing home population, and we'll cover 100% of the cost. We just want you feds out of our hair, and you take the medical surgical piece and just knock yourself out. And then Kansas has total responsibility, and we take total accountability for one silo and don't take any federal money. And then the feds take care of Tom's hospitals and doctors. That's something that really makes a lot of sense to me. If you can get the feds out of our hair and we take the responsibility, it makes perfect sense. Non-fee-for-service, it's a non-starter for me personally to roll this thing out into a fee-for-service. I just can't get there. It'd be a death march.
All right, we have to leave it there. Tom Bell from the Kansas Hospital Association, thanks a lot for coming over. My colleague and friend Jim McLean from the KHI News Service, thank you for being here.
A good discussion, Sam. Way to go.
Jim Denning, to get to know you just a little bit better, we end the show the same way every week. We ask for your favorite song. What are we going to walk out with?
Well, given the late hours and short nights that are coming up, I was thinking about this on the way in, actually. Jackson Brown, Running on Empty.
That couldn't be more perfect. That couldn't be more perfect. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. Thanks a lot. There's Jackson Brown. We'll see you next time.
Keep your love alive.
That was an excerpt from Statehouse Blend, KCUR's podcast about the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly. You can find the full episode by subscribing to us on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.